Our first guest is Michael Shaul, Chairman, CEO, and Founding Partner at Marketfield Asset Management. Michael, peak earnings and peak growth, not really new, but seem to be rattled home today by the Caterpillar CFO's comments that the first quarter might be the high watermark for the year. And so we saw a lot of selling, a lot of other factors as well. But in your view, is it possible that it's true that the first quarter will end up being the high watermark for the year for everyone?
I think it's certainly possible. I don't think it's going to be for everyone. I think what we've been seeing over the last few weeks, even the last few months, is evidence that there is plenty of global growth, that the demand side of the equation, frankly, remains excellent on average, but supply is starting to become an issue, and costs are starting to become an issue, and corporate margins are starting to become an issue. So I think it depends where you are on the corporate food chain. I think the best place to be now is you know, in extractive industries, in sort of commodity related, because that's where pricing power is at its strongest, and that's where demand is at its strongest, and that's where you really control supply. And the worst place to be is probably a sector like consumer staples, where you're absorbing all these costs and you have very little ability to pass it on to your customer base. And I'd put something like Caterpillar and the industrials somewhere in the middle. So, you know, I'm not surprised the market had a very bad reaction to corporate guidance like that. But, you know, the question is the guidance going to be correct? Or are in 6 months' time they're going to say, well, we were worried, but actually we've managed to pass on our costs?
Well, as I said, you pointed a picture there of about these compressed margins at the same time as supply prices or the supply not being there. And my question is going to be, well, then where's the inflation, which would actually act as a release valve for that? Then you said they weren't able to pass on the higher costs. So what gives?
Well, I think commodity prices have been going higher and will continue to go higher. I think labor costs are starting to go higher. How that feeds into measures of CPI, one can never be sure. I'd certainly bet that PPI globally goes higher, but CPI may really be an issue by the second half of this year. I mean, it seems realistic.
There's also a little bit of this, greed and fear. The fear being, I'm only up 40% after being up 60. Get me out now.
I think certainly. I think this correction is now 3 months old. Forget about how far down it's gone, because it hasn't been that deep yet. But 3 months is a reasonably long time. Everybody's kind of sick and tired of it. And I do think some of the reactions today were greater than the news warranted.
Michael, what are you at the moment really concentrating on? And what is the question that people keep asking you most frequently, i.e. their top concern?
Oh, everyone wants to know when this correction is going to be over, and I don't know. So that's an easy one. You know, it's 3 months old now, and you know, I think that bothers people more than the depth of the depth of the decline. I think people were hoping for earnings to turn it around, and it doesn't seem like that's happened. I think so. The next question is going to be: is has the equity market peaked? And I think the way I'd answer that is. I'm pretty confident the equity market hasn't. In other words, I think there are going to be ways to make money on the long side over the rest of 2018. But, I'm not that sure about the index. You know, the index, if we talk about the S&P, is dominated by a limited number of technology names. And within emerging markets, you have a similar situation. I'm not sure that that's the part of the market that you really want to be in. But I think if you steer away from that, I think if you believe, as I do, that we're in the middle of a commodity cycle, that started in early 2016, and you stick to commodity-related sectors and commodity-heavy countries, I think there's still a good opportunity to make money here.
It may be that time resolves this correction rather than price action, in which case investors have some time.
Yes.
With this sort of 3% level being the gorilla in the room, the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
I think it's a good thing.
Does that mean the cost of capital is really going up that much for companies?
No. Certainly if we use the Moody's Bond Index, it's corporate capital is much cheaper today than it was in 2014 when the 10-year got to this level. Yeah. It's not true for bank loans, because LIBOR is much higher than it was 3 years ago. But look, I'm a great believer in the yield curve, and I think we have two possibilities right now. One is that the 10-year yield did what it was doing a couple of weeks ago and goes down to 275 and goes to 250 and you have an inverted yield curve. And the other is that yields go through 3% and maybe go to 325. And I would far, far prefer the latter than the former. An inverted yield curve is a very bad thing for an old bear market. I'm sorry, an old bull market. And I remind people that back in 2000, the yield curve inverted as late as February 2000. You had about 3 weeks to get out of Dodge after that happened. So, although
it's weird because last year we did really well with the flattening yield curve.
Flattening's fine.
Yes, but what I'm saying is now we're steepening and we're still selling off.
You know, I think people have had it drummed into them that 3% is a really bad level. You know, 3% is not a really bad level if it's because, you know, things have been going well and the Fed is having to normalize interest rates. So as long as the move higher is orderly, I'm fine with it. You know, if you wake up tomorrow and yields are 325 heading to 350, you know, of course the equity market will behave badly. But generally, I am relieved to see longer-term yields push higher, not just within the U.S., but globally. I actually think that's a very positive phenomenon if you want the equity bull market to have a few more months or a few more quarters ahead of it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you go back to the early 2000s, we're looking at yield curve on the 10 being about 6% or thereabouts. This is only normal, isn't it, Michael, ultimately?
Yes, this is the cost of success, if you like, and you know I do understand that it will hurt people who have employed too much leverage. I've been very negative on commercial real estate in the States, you know, particularly around New York for a few quarters, and I think this is bad news for them. But I think most of the economy can absorb this increase in interest rates, and of course for anybody with savings, for the first time, cash is actually worth something, and frankly, I welcome that.
Very quickly, is the dollar positive in 5 seconds?
No, I don't think so at all, because I think it's a global phenomenon.